The practice I'm going to lead tonight is about finding the ease in our practice. If you have been practicing a long time and have your own still and silent practice that you'd like to do instead, feel free to do that. Otherwise, I will be offering quite a bit of guidance. Guidance that's especially useful during times when we are having stress or challenges, difficulties in our life. And that might not be today, and it can also be really helpful to have a plan of action for when those times do come to us in our life. So as we go through the practice tonight, I'll be encouraging you to look for the places of ease, places where you feel you might rest your attention without distress for some time. Where is the most easeful? And we'll begin by just having our eyes open for a moment. We're going to be doing a number of practices that relate to the first foundation of mindfulness, which has to do with the mindfulness of the body. And that's quite a very large category, including all of our sensory experiences, such as sight. So even with the lights dimmed right now, we can take a look around, see that you're here in the sanctuary at River Road Unitarian Church. And during the practice, you can feel free to have your eyes open or your eyes closed, whichever feels more comfortable, and it's always fine to change your mind at any time as well, to reopen your eyes, especially if having the visual cues helped you to know that you're here and not somewhere else where your mind might be taking you. Before we start, I'd also like it to be a real question that you might ask yourself about the position that you'd like to be in to practice, because right now it looks like we're all sitting, and that's fine. And it's also fine to be practicing standing. And it's also fine to be practicing lying down. So you might make it a real question and ask yourself, and at any time you can change your position as well during our practice. Allowing the bell to call you home to yourself. And as you bring your attention closer to yourself, I'll invite you to bring along some inner kindness. Perhaps it's your habit to bring along inner kindness, and perhaps it's something you've never really extended to yourself before. Perhaps offering yourself an inner smile, the kind of smile that you might greet a friend with who you haven't seen in a while. Perhaps also extending a friendly attitude to yourself that might consist of just letting yourself be as you are, however you are right now in this moment. Allowing yourself to just be can be an incredible act of kindness, friendliness, especially if you've had a busy day of pushing and pushing, rushing to be one place or another, to just allow yourself to be. I'll invite you now to move your attention to your breath, and we'll start with a couple intentionally deep breaths. These can be particularly stress-relieving. Taking a deep breath in and out. Allowing yourself to release anything that you might like to release right now. And again. Great. Raising your shoulders up, up, up towards the ears on the in-breath. And squeezing the shoulder blades back and down on the exhale. And again, like that. And once more. Letting the breath be easy and natural now, and knowing that you can come back to those deeper belly breaths whenever you'd like for some extra support during the practice. I'll invite you now to just notice the breath as it is. And as you sense the breath in your body, beginning to notice that you are sitting in a chair, dropping awareness to the places of contact, the body in the chair. Noticing that the chair is offering some support for the body to simply rest. If you've been coming here a long time, you might notice something new and different tonight as we have the chair cushions. Perhaps allowing yourself to really sense that, the extra cushioning, the different texture underneath the body, the support and contact in the back, the hips, the legs. Simply resting. And I'll invite you to drop awareness to the contact with the floor. If you're sitting in a chair, it might be one or both feet on the floor. If you're sitting on the floor, it might be parts of your legs and feet making contact. Just noticing that contact, the temperatures and textures of it. The solidity of the floor, the support the floor is offering. Inviting the feet to rest. Beneath the feet are the earth. Perhaps taking a moment to sense the earth beneath you in this moment. And in a real way, each of us connected here through the earth, perhaps sensing the presence of each other, each of us practicing for ourselves, and also each of us supporting the group through our efforts and our intentions. And as we sit here, sensing the contact with the chair and the floor, sensing the body, we can also notice that there are sounds in the room. Sounds being part of our sensory experiences are part of that first foundation of mindfulness, a foundation that can help us become present in the here and now. Perhaps just receiving sounds that are happening right now. Sounds that tell us that we're not alone, that we're here with others. Sometimes when we're bringing attention to sensory experiences like sights or sounds, we can unconsciously over-effort it by searching for sound or trying to make something happen, going outside the body to connect with sound on the outside. And if you suspect that that might be true for you, perhaps just allowing the ears to do the work, to back off a bit on the effort. Let sound come to you, simply receiving. Dropping awareness once more into the body, sensing the body here. Sometimes it can help us to locate our body in physical space by making contact. Sometimes it can help us to sense our own intention to be kind and friendly by making contact with ourselves in a physical sense. So I'll invite you now to place one or both hands over your heart, just as an experiment, to sense yourself here with yourself right now, noticing what that contact is like, the presence that you're offering yourself by simply coming here this evening, showing up for yourself. From this contact with the heart, perhaps asking yourself right now what you most need from your practice tonight, allowing it to be something, the universe of answers, something that you can give yourself this evening. Perhaps just simply your presence with this hand on the heart. Knowing that you can do the entire practice this evening with the hand on the heart or any other place on the body, such as your cheek, or giving yourself a hug, or holding your own hand in your lap, a sign that I'm here with myself, I have my own back. I'm not alone in this practice, I'm here. You can do the entire practice like that, or come back to it whenever you'd like. Once more, dropping awareness to notice the body sitting in the chair or the cushion, sensing the supports beneath it, chair, cushion, floor. One of the other aspects of the first foundation of mindfulness is to simply notice our posture. So if you are sitting right now, just allowing yourself to notice how you know that you're sitting. And as you do, perhaps allowing the awareness to spread through the body. One of the biggest resources for our mindfulness practice is naming our experience. So as you begin to notice your physical sensations and the state of the physical body this evening, also bringing along that skill of noticing and naming concrete descriptive words, warmth or cool, noticing what that's like. Fatigued or energized. Perhaps noticing where you do sense the energy in the body. I'll invite you to notice the tone of your voice as you begin to note your experience. Perhaps the invitation to infuse it with as much friendliness, kindness, tenderness of tone, as we simply reflect our own experiences back to ourselves. Noticing tightness, tension in the body, or relaxation. Even if you have a preference, and I'm sure you do, perhaps we can note tension with the same tone of voice, the same friendliness, as we notice relaxation when it's there. because our body and all experiences at every moment is a mixture of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, we can first, our mind often first notices what's most unpleasant for me in the moment. As I recover from a pretty bad case of poison ivy this week, I notice a lot of itchiness. And whatever that might be for you, perhaps noticing tension, tightness, some pain, and bringing along that kindness and friendliness as you move attention there, just briefly, knowing that you can move your attention away as quickly as you need to. Also supporting yourself with the hand on the heart or some deeper belly breaths as you breathe into and give some support and attention to this part of the body for just a few breath cycles. And if you're toughing it out and thinking, no, I don't need the hand on my heart, perhaps extending yourself that kindness. So you simply breathe with this place of tension or tightness, discomfort in the body, especially noticing the exhale, potential for softening into the space around these sensations, noticing the space. Letting that be, and now moving attention to a place in the body that feels some relative ease or comfort. Taking a moment perhaps to sense the whole body again. Noticing by contrast, where is a place that feels in relative ease or comfort? Perhaps your hands or feet, part of the breath, contact with the chair, or perhaps someplace completely different and unique to you. Once you've found it, I'll invite you to rest attention there, to breathe it in, knowing this is a very powerful resource for your practice. Perhaps the most important thing that you can do is to find that place in your body of relative ease and comfort. Allowing the sensations to blossom in your awareness. Knowing that you can return to this place whenever you'd like, especially if there's any distress or movement towards distress, you feel yourself losing mindfulness or just want to regroup, you can return your attention here. Right now, I'll invite you to notice that the body is still breathing, even though we have left our awareness of it, perhaps, for some minutes. The awareness of the breath, a powerful resource for coming back to the awareness of the body right here and right now, as we take one breath at a time. One breath after another, simply experiencing this inhale and then this exhale. And even if you've been doing this practice for many years and have your way of doing it, I'll invite you to come along tonight in this exploration of the breath to see what's really true for you tonight. Looking particularly for a place of ease in the breath, or where it feels the easiest to sense the breath in your own body. And I'll invite you once more to make contact with the body as we do this exploration, beginning with placing one or both hands on the belly. And if you'd prefer, just sensing the movement of the belly from the inside. Sensing the belly rising on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. when the mind is active, and it often is, and the more stressed we are, the more active the mind usually gets. We can give the mind something to do, such as some words of noting the breath, such as rising and falling as the belly rises and falls. Most of the attention with the sensations themselves, the inhale, the exhale, the rising, the falling, and just a small amount, perhaps a whisper in the breeze, the noting, the tender voice. Letting that be, and then bringing attention to the ribs, perhaps placing hands on either side of the rib cage, noticing the movement of the ribs with the breath, expanding and contracting. And especially if the mind is active, noting the breath in this way, expanding as the ribs expand on the inhale, contracting as the ribs contract on the exhale. Letting that be, and perhaps taking one hand and placing it on the collarbone, sensing the movement, the collarbone rising with the inhale and falling on the exhale. Letting that be. Now moving attention to the breath in the throat. Perhaps sensing it from the inside, or if you'd like, very lightly touching the side of the throat with your fingertips. The breath rising and falling with the inhale and the exhale. Letting that be, and bringing attention now to the nostrils, perhaps placing a finger very lightly on the upper lip, sensing the inhale and the exhale. Perhaps noting it in and out, or inhale and exhale. Perhaps returning the hands to your lap if you'd like. Now invite you to sense the entire wave of the breath, starting from the belly, ribs, chest, throat, and nose. And then all the way back down again on the exhale. Like waves of an ocean flowing in and out. Perhaps, if you'd like, sensing the container of the entire body in which the wave of this breath is felt. Now for the last remaining minutes of our sitting, I'll invite you to move your attention to the place in the present moment, one of the places that we have explored, sight or sounds, sensation in the body, and particularly a place in the body of relative ease or comfort, or sensations of contact with the chair or the floor, or your own hand on your heart, holding your own hand in your lap, or one of the places where you have felt the breath most easily, taking your own preference seriously here and moving attention to the place of greatest ease and aliveness, supporting yourself with any or all of the resources we've put in place. Other experiences temporarily take you away from your chosen practice, just noting them and then simply allowing yourself to start again. Letting that be, and then I'll invite you to open your attention to the fullness of this moment, including sounds and sensations, the state of your heart and mind, the awareness of each other, either from your kinesthetic sense or having your eyes open. And asking yourself, what's most pleasant right now? Out of the mix of everything that's happening, what's most pleasant? Finding it and giving yourself some time to take it in. We'll end the sitting with one of my favorite poems. It's about how we can offer ourselves support. through some kindness. And it's about a flower that's just beginning. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower, for everything flowers from within of self-blessing, though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow and retell it in words and touch it is lovely until it flowers again from within of self-blessing.